Hello, friends. Welcome to another program of Two Guys with Heart, with Giff Briner and Dave Colonen. These two fine Christian gentlemen will do their very best to bring encouragement to your faith. We all undergo difficulties throughout our lifetime. How do we respond, and what is the correct direction that we should take? Giff and Dave will give it their best shot to guide our lives through the work and words of Jesus. And now, here they are, Two Guys with Heart.
Hello, friends. Hey, it's Giff Briner here, another program of Two Guys with Heart. Me and my good friend
Dave Colonen.
Dave Colonen is here as well, and we have an interesting program for our listeners. Waiting on God is how I tagged this one. It's talking about patience. Patience is one of the key words in the English language, Dave. And you know what I found in studying these things? It's a key word in the scriptures as well. Did you ever hear the expression that the Sunday school teachers are the ones who learn the most when they give a Sunday school lesson?
Well, that's
because
true.
Because they had to do the study and the research, and they learned some things that, they thought they had a good handle on the scriptures. But when they realized they started digging into it, they learned a lot more.
Well, when you're the pastor, you become the most spiritual because you're living that word 7 days a week and getting to preach it twice.
That's it. Well, this is one of those that hits me like that. I thought I was going to have a real nice program for our listeners, and probably the person who learned the most is me. I really found out how weak that I am at times, and it's difficult to try to put it into words. But as we start going over the subject of patience, or waiting on God, well, then, you know something? It's something every one of us have to look in the mirror. You see, waiting on God is proof of trust. Waiting also provides God time to address problems that we encounter ourselves in the Christian life. God is a miracle God, but when you get ahead of him, you rob him of the opportunity to prove his power in your life. So we have to learn to be patient and wait on God. We pray and we expect an immediate solution to our prayers, and that's just not the way it works. There are some sensitive things for us to consider. But there are rewards for waiting for God. Waiting reveals patience. You know, patience is the seed that always produces the desired harvest. Let's face it, that's just the way it is. Patience is always rewarded. In your patience possess ye souls. That's Luke 21, verse 19. Waiting time is not wasted time, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. James chapter 1, verse 4. These are powerful pieces of scripture. Waiting guarantees favorable results. You just have to have patience. Here's one from Lamentations. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him. To those that seek him, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 25 and 26. You see, waiting is a learning time. As long as you are learning, you're not losing. Your flesh will react to waiting. It hates waiting. It wants action. It pursues activity. Waiting forces your flesh to die. That's me, Dave. I'm the one that wants to action. I want to move. I want to get things done. I don't want to sit around and wait for things to happen. And that's my shortcoming in life. I'm willing to admit that when I first read about you have to wait and wait sometimes and show a lot of patience, that's not my nature.
Well, when I was in Bible school, coming to the fourth year, down the end, we ask ourselves, we've been singing on weekends during our time at school, and we said, hey, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Where are we going from here? And it took patience to finally stand up for what we believed. We believe that we should listen to God's call, not man's. People are trying to tell us what we could do. Hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you go here? Why don't you be this? And we said, no, God's called us, and we're just waiting for an opportunity to say, let's go.
Yep.
And the day came when we left Springfield, Missouri, with all of our stuff. And we drove the miles up Missouri through Indiana, Ohio, and got on a turnpike and came into Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. None of us had ever lived here. And we got a two-room apartment on the river, the Susquehanna River. We'd never heard of that river either. We didn't know anything about central Pennsylvania. And we called the preachers and we said, hey, we're a singing group and we'd like to come and give your church a concert. They said, well, we never had that before. We don't, gospel music is a soloist from the church to sing before the preacher preaches. So now this is going to be different. We're going to sing 15, 20 songs. You'll like it. Well, they couldn't say no all the time. So we got into churches and we'd have 15, 20 people, especially because we were trying to work every night. So you go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and you had 10 people, 15 people, 20 yeah. people. That was tough. And we did that for 9 years.
Wow.
Piddled through trying to find a crowd. And had we not had patience, we would have given that up after the first year.
That's right.
But God knew who he's putting together. He knew he had three guys through thick and thin. We could say, yes, we'll do that. And we could do it. And we survived. We had old cars. We had an old Cadillac limousine that we finally bought. It was terrible. And then we bought an old dilapidated bus that Trailways had given up. And it was it was like 12 years before we ever bought a new bus.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. 12 years is a long time.
A long time to wait for transportation.
Yes, indeed.
But that put us down the road in a way that, 40 years later, we'd been through four new buses.
Yeah.
So we traveled millions of miles in those buses.
Yeah.
I learned to sleep like a baby in that bus and learned how to drive it because we all had to take turns 2 hours apiece.
Yep.
And you have to wait your turn and wait till God blesses you. And when God decided to say, okay, these guys we've given them enough room. They've had 9 years and now let's just storm them with a blessing. And money came from everywhere after that. In the 10th year, we just couldn't believe what was happening.
Really?
Crowds grew. We had 9,000 people in one concert at the Farm Show Arena in Harrisburg downtown.
Oh, wow.
9,000 people. Yeah.
That's different than having 9 or 10.
That's right. And God said, you stay with me and I'll bless you.
So you had patience. You demonstrated patience with the Lord. You vowed to do that work. You stayed focused in the job at hand, and your whole team stuck it out.
It's just like this radio station.
Yeah.
We were a station 15 years ago, and it took us 10 years to find our way even to get to the microphone.
That's right. Yes,
we've only been here coming up 5 years.
That's right.
And so that meant like 10 years, everybody was working behind the scenes to make ourselves—
To get where we are.
Yeah, to get where we are. And waiting seemed like an eternity. When I came here, we weren't on the air yet. I came here, and I didn't know what I was supposed to do. And I waited, like the rest of us. We all waited on the Lord. We prayed. I remember everybody coming to my house for a prayer meeting and saying, Lord, come on.
That's right.
We're here. We're ready to go. We want to do it. Make sure that the FCC knows that.
Yeah.
And we waited and prayed and fasted. We even fasted.
Yes, we did.
And we got together and got a hold of God and said, look, we're serious about this. This is not a joke. This is not something we're going to quit in a year or two. And we've proved it now.
Yeah.
We could stay here going on our fifth year totally paid for by our listeners.
Yes.
That is a miracle.
It's a miracle.
God. Every time you send a dollar, you put us down the highway to another place to sing.
Yes, that's exactly right. We are spreading the good news together. Our listeners have partnered up with us, and we're a success because of those. That's just a fantastic way to put it, Dave.
Yeah, that's great.
We demonstrated the patience, and the Lord was right with us.
Waiting is, it's a learning experience, isn't it? As long as you are learning, hey, you're not losing. Waiting will remove or reveal the true motive and intentions of all those people around you. Motives are not always easily discerned. That's why Joseph was willing to wait before revealing his identity to his brothers when they approached him for food during the famine in the land. See, Joseph's brothers did not know that he was related to them. Remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
But he knew them. Undoubtedly, the desire to reveal himself was intense. But he knew the limitations of his intuition. He remembered the excitement of sharing his dream with his brothers, only to be sold into slavery because of it. You see, wise men never trust their intuition. They rely on tests. The young men will trust, the wise men will test. Waiting reveals that you trust God, but that you are willing to test men, and that's biblical. Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. That's written in Psalms chapter 20, verse 7. That's right out of the scriptures. You see, the wrong people can keep their mistakes covered for a long period of time. But waiting forces the truth to emerge. Waiting enables you to gather accurate and untainted information. The quality of your information determines the quality of your decisions, and the quality of your decisions determines the quality of your life. Waiting brings you truth, or waiting brings you more truth. Enough waiting brings you enough truth. You will never see the hand of God if you keep trusting the hand of man in your life. Unwillingness to wait for the supernatural provision will produce tragedies every time. You see, your Father knows you, and he knows you very well. He is not faint, he is not weary, and there was no limit to his understanding. Waiting increases strength. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have not might, he increases strength. Even in youth shall faint be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, for they mount up their wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not be faint. That's what it says in Isaiah chapter 40. That's verses 29 to 31. I just read those verses so that you understand how waiting can increase your strength. Waiting is a weapon that Satan dreads for you to ever discover. Satan doesn't want you. Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. And you'll see that written in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Waiting on God's timing will produce the desired results of your assignment. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25, that's where it's written. Waiting reveals the weakness of impatience of the enemies. Waiting reveals these truths from people that lack the strength to do what is right. Waiting provides God's time to interrupt any attack on your life with these miraculous deliverances. Waiting gives time for others to become what wisdom is producing within them. Patience, you see, is the willingness to assign time to work on a solution. The life of others you experience is part of your life as well. And that's why it takes patience to see through those issues. Patience produces exceptional friendships. Patience produces great marriages. Patience will provide what money cannot produce. Patience has turned around weak and unhealthy people through exercise and focus producing power in strong bodies. That's patience. That's what it takes. Takes time to see through things. It's sort of like Judge Judy. Did you ever watch Judge Judy on television?
Oh, yeah.
You see that show?
Yeah, once in a while.
Yeah, that lady demonstrates what patience is all about. Doesn't she? She likes to dig through and ask a whole lot of questions till she eventually has enough patience to ask the right question that gives her the truth. And that's what she can get. And, of course, that's what the Lord does. He is our judge. He will have the patience to work through the issues, and he wants us to do the same thing. That's based on Scripture. You see, your waiting reveals trust,
Trust in the Lord, trust in your fellow man, both ways. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for salvation of the Lord. That's printed in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 26. You see, your waiting may be painful. No one ever guaranteed it's going to be easy. But it is a season between sowing and reaping. That's patience. Put the seed in the ground and you have a harvest and reaping at the end. But what's in between? It takes patience to be in between, doesn't it? That is why the Bible calls it seed time and harvest. Time is the season between the seed and the harvest. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Psalms chapter 30, verse 5 says just that. You may have lost your harvest because of the pain of waiting. Waiting sometimes is burdensome. You know, it breeds agitation. Critical spirits can leave you when you get frustrated. But while you are waiting, the words of doubt and unbelief can be spoken. And that often aborts the cycle of blessings. Unthankfulness brings a curse, not a reward. Ingratitude does not inspire God to hasten the harvest. It stops the harvest. You must be willing to trust God through the seasons of waiting. He has promised a change. And that's a hard one. To me, it is anyway. Your anger does not intimidate God to speed up the schedule. So you have to be patient. Your schedule does not obligate God to change his timing. He is God. So you have to be patient. He will decide when you deserve the quality for the harvest. Not yourself. God will decide when you harvest. So your thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Isaiah chapter 58, you'll find those words written right there. It's telling us to be patient. God has always promised your harvest in due season. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from the heavens, and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and the bread to the eater. That's written in Isaiah 55. Once again, it's talking about the time for the seed and the time for the harvest, and the in-between time is your patient time. Keep your excitement about your harvest. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and the trees in the field shall clap their hands. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 12. This thought process is all scripturally sound. God will replace every financial disaster with a financial miracle. Dave, you had attested to that so many times in your life, your experiences that you've demonstrated with these scriptural readings, that you've had financial disasters when you were with your career, your music group. I was trying to think of the Carriers and their name. And it was difficult. You had a lot of rough experiences, but you had to have patience to get through those things. Do you care to address some of those issues for our listeners?
There's a lot about all of these things that you're talking about. I like this subject. Every time I come here, I say, well, I hope Giff has the right subject for today. Then I say, who's ever listening surely is reaching for everything that comes from God's Word and from our lives. This program is all about talking from your heart, and I'm willing to do that today, too. I'm willing to talk encouragement. You that have turned your dial our way today and you think, well, what is Giff and Dave going to talk about today? And we're talking about how we will get excited about the harvest that we're going to receive from being patient and from holding on for dear life. Sometimes the devil will try to defeat you and you wonder how you're going to ever do that. And then all of a sudden you pray and God opens the door and reveals himself to you in a way that you say, wow, what if we would have missed that? What if we wouldn't have prayed? What if we'd have just tried to get by? Something wonderful happens when you pray in the spirit, on your knees, asking God to do something for your family. I hope that you'll do that today. I hope that you'll take time to pray and ask the Lord to do for you what he's done for some others of us. We have enemies, but they're not going to succeed against us. We win with God. We are going to win with him every time. A lot of people wonder how we're making it, and God says, I'll give you the victory again and again and again. So the Holy Spirit is involved against all of our enemies. We can't talk about enemies. We don't have enemies. Do we know about anybody that come and confront us every day? We don't have that. We live on the victory side of life. We've chosen God's way. We haven't chosen the way of the world. That always brings us to catastrophe. And some of you are in catastrophe because you didn't serve the Lord right. You pushed him aside. You don't go to church anymore. You don't read the Bible. You don't even want to talk about it. You hate to listen to the program of Dave and Giff Reiner. We're talking about victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the victory comes when we serve him. God, he's brought us into his family by giving his life, his son. Jesus Christ gave his life. And when we serve him, the future is so bright. I mean, the Lord is coming back for the church. And for you that have laughed at the church, you're in trouble. You are in trouble. Because one of these days, the trumpet's going to sound from heaven and we're all going to go up who have served the Lord. And you that have laughed at us, you that have pushed aside church and the things of God, you will be the most disappointed person standing here by yourself saying, why didn't I go up? Why didn't I do the right thing? Why didn't I listen to those guys? They're on the radio all the time telling us what to do, and we just kind of said, we don't need those guys. We don't need them. But you do. You need our message. That's you need right. The God's word. You need to know that you can do something that will bring success to your life day after day. You believe that with gifts?
That's absolutely right, David. You hit the nail on the head. That inner success is what Christianity is all about. It's that faith in God that makes us want to follow the life of Jesus Christ. And we can do that here on our earth if we just have the patience to follow the word properly and don't allow any of Satan's tools to distract us or pull us away from doing the right thing. And that's why our country is based on Christianity and it's based on the Bible. And it starts with the Ten Commandments and keeps right on going, because year after year after year, generation after generation after generation, these Christian people are the solid citizens that make this world go round. Dave, we could this subject could go on and on and on and on, but we're nearly exhausting our time as usual. We end up saying a tenth of what we had in mind to share with our listeners, but it's enough for us to say that exercising good patience and following the word of the Lord and not allowing yourself to go backwards. Don't slip. Don't let it get you down. Be like those sailors who came to this country early on. They got in their ships and they came to the shore, and to make sure they didn't go backwards, you know what the leaders did? They burnt their ships. Now you're not going anyplace. And that's what we need to have a mindset that's like that. Don't go backwards. Stay forward. Exercise your best judgment. Keep your faith in Jesus Christ alive and going strong. And have the patience to endure through all the hard times. Dave, we must say goodbye.
Yes, and everybody's ready to start brand new. Why don't you and your family start brand new again? And don't quit. Don't even consider quitting. But make 2017 the greatest year you have ever lived, because you were willing with patience and asking God to help you with life itself. Great to be here today. God bless your gift.
Thank you, my friend.
I look forward to the next time. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.